Welcome to Level Up Awareness. The intention of this podcast is to raise your vibration and expand your consciousness. The elements are pivotal in the creation of these messages, with the earth bringing the purity and the clarity of the forest and mountains of Mother Gaia. The fire providing positive energy and light codes from the sun. The water sharing its wisdom from the lakes, rivers and beaches. The air overflowing truth with the magical and powerful breath. And love with empowering positive messages to bring rememberings of who we are. This podcast is lovingly brought to you by levelup111.com, the home of high vibrational guidance and positive energy.
Oh, legendary souls! My name is Joff, and I'm a messenger of the breath. Today, we're talking breath. We're talking a deep belly breathing, diaphragmic breathing. There's a lot of different names for it. Expanding your belly on an inhale and on the exhale, you're not sucking in your belly, but you're bringing in your belly closer to your chest. Let's go with that. So yes, I've got a whole bunch of YouTube videos about this, especially one that I did a lot of, spent a lot of time on. You can check it out on YouTube if you want to watch how I do it. Or you can go to levelup111.com and find it through there as well. Deep belly breathing in the Zen area. But yeah, we're talking breath work. You know, the deep belly breathing, what it does for us is it releases stress, brings us back into our power, balances hormones. Man, deep belly breathing is so good for you. It will, I say releasing stress lightly. You know, you might be going through like a hectic experiences, and you deep belly breathing will give you such clarity and remove a lot of that energy that no longer serves you just by breathing. It's interesting, man. It's like one of the best hacks of life. Deep belly breathing. Expand your belly. So, I'll give you a bit of a demo right now. Like, so when you're doing the inhale breath, you're going to breathe in through your mouth, through your nose. When I learned this, I learned through my mouth. And now I just dance. I sometimes do it through my nose, sometimes do it through my mouth. However, it's always better to breathe through your nose as well. Actually, I'm going to do a podcast about that. I never did. But so with the deep belly breathing, we're gonna breathe in through our nose or through our mouth, and I'm just gonna do it through my mouth right now. I'm out in nature, it's clean air. You do you. I'm gonna breathe in through my mouth or through my nose and expand my belly. I'm not gonna push it out, but I'm gonna breathe in, so, and feel the expansion of your belly. And then the release. And in the release, your belly is coming in. What I suggest you do is put your hand on your heart. One hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. And you might not be able to pull this off at the beginning. That's the thing with this. If you're an expert at this, then please, deep belly breathe for your life. I've just got to express this via words to attempt to get this, because if you go on YouTube, you check it out on there, it's easy, you know, you watch me and it's easier. But the thing is that even if you do watch it, sometimes your breathing is potentially very high up in your body, close to your upper chest, and it's not necessarily a deeper breath, it's a shorter breath. Sometimes it can be shortness of breath as well, which is a real positive thing that deep belly breathing does as well. It brings you back into your power, into the core of your experience, your solar plexus. So yes, we'll continue this practicing. We'll practice and then we're going to do some. So again, expand your belly and on an inhale breath, one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. For as long as you can. Yeah, sometimes 5-6 seconds. Hold and then exhale. And you'll notice that your stomach is almost sucking into your body. And what I suggest with this as well is on the exhale breath as well, with this practice, is it's like blowing up a balloon. It's like your belly is exploding and it's like blowing up like a balloon. So you breathe in through your mouth or through your nose. Hold and then exhale. One more time now. Even just that in itself, you'd probably be feeling something right now. You might feel lightheaded. You might feel a little bit of, just unease in a way. Because sometimes these are muscles that have never been used before, potentially. Like when I learned this, I was roughly 30. And I remember that I was lightheaded. I had to sit down, you know. I had to always sit down. And there was a lot of energy that was leaving me that I was like, what is this? What's going on here? And that's why with this, be patient with yourself. And if you want to do more research, like I said, I've got YouTube channels. I've got YouTube videos about it. You can check out levelup111.com as well, a bit more research, or just do general research, because this is one of the best tactics and hacks to maintain your high vibrational frequency. So now let's do something now. Where are we? We're at 5 minutes 15. Let's do 2 minutes of this at least. And if we go over, we go over. You know how it is. But and if you're not too sure how to do it as of yet, rewind it a bit and listen to the instructions again. You will get it. You definitely will get it. And it's going to change your life. As the wind comes. All right, let's start. All right, we've gone over hard. You probably be feeling very calm right now, very zen, and like, what has just happened? If you've never done it before. If you've done it before, you know what's going on. But yeah, this technique is a life changer. It changed my life. This was the very first technique that I ever learned about breathing, because I was stressed as shit in that particular moment. And this technique was given to me, and I was like, hot damn. So the prescription that was given to me was 10 reps, 3 times a day. Very simple. You know, we probably did about 30. You might have done 30 to 40 reps. I don't know how many exactly, let's be honest. But something like that. We did more than 10 reps, that's for sure. And if you do this 2-3 times a day, my God, it is so amazing for you. You're going to feel fantastic and you're going to overflow it to the next person. You're going to be like, oh my God, I learned this thing. It's insane. It's changed my life. I've taught so many people this. It's crazy. It's actually crazy as... Especially when I learned it, I was like, oh my God, oh my God. But yes, deep belly breathing. Do research. If you want to really know about more of the benefits of it, then please do research if you want to know. You don't need to know, though. Like, how are you feeling right now? Anytime if you're not feeling too good, do this and you're going to feel fantastic every time. And it's like, there's almost like you can go deeper into the respect of trauma. You might have had trauma in your previous experiences in your life here. And this brings them up for them to be purified. So they might, any sort of previous trauma might come up. And that's why I suggest to, you know, to doing this in nature is the best. But the thing is, you can do this wherever you want. I started this, doing this when I was... My main spot of doing this was in a toilet. That's correct. I share this a few times. You know, when I owned the restaurant, it was busy, you know, and everyone always wanted my attention. So that was my sacred space away from everyone. And I could do as much breathing as I'd like. Not quality air at all. I've gone from toilet to nature. That's not bad. It's not bad, is it? From toilet to Mother Gaia. Yes. Yes. So, yeah, if you feel this can benefit someone you know, feel free to share it. And firstly, I'd focus on embodying it within yourself. That's something that I would highly suggest. Anything that you learn new, embody it first and then teach it. Yes, always a good idea. And if you feel like checking out levelup111.com, there's an actual Zen area. It's a breathwork area which has a few techniques in it, a lot of different amazing hacks that will level up your experience and give you your power back. Allow you to live in your frequency. Allow you to be calm. Isn't it nice when you're calm? Shit, I love it. And yeah, there's obviously a course on the on levelup111.com about Zen. What is it? Zen activation, breathwork activation. Amazing, amazing techniques that I share with the legends out there. So feel free to check that out. But yeah, deep belly breathing, diaphragmic breathing. Well played for being here. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.